Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Where today we have Joe Dietz joining us from Sunergy Systems. Welcome again, Joe.
Oh, thank you. This is great to be here. I really enjoy it.
Well, we're talking about solar. And so, Joe, tell us a little bit about Sunergy Systems, and then we got lots and lots of questions for you.
Oh, sure. Well, Sunergy Systems has been, it's one of the original solar companies that came in on business here in the Pacific Northwest. We've been in business for 10 years. We've done over 1,000 systems, mostly residential. So when I see people, I tell them, you're coming, you have a company that has a ton of experience doing residential solar. We're an employee-owned company, about 21 employees.
Nice.
And
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. We're all our own boss, so to speak.
Me too.
Right.
I'm my own boss. You're not, are you, Eric?
You know, I was just listening to Janet Yellen at just the news break. They're talking about asymmetric responses to economic disturbances. And I can imagine that, when you own your own company, there's lots of economic disturbances.
Oh, good gosh. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
In fact, I had a whole lot of conversations about just that topic and succession plans.
Good. All sounds like lots of fun. We'll have to do a show on that sometime.
All right, moving on. All right, solar.
So your company, mm-hmm. tell us what would be a typical solar installation. Tell us how it works.
Okay. Well, people contact us. Right now, we're getting into our busy season because we got the great sun coming out. And so people contact us. They're curious. They're interested. They want to know more. And so my job is to give evaluation of their home. I take what I actually do is I do a lot of work on via Google Earth. And,
okay.
And we could do a ton of work just by from the desk. But looking at the house, looking at the roof, looking at the orientation, and you could principally do a lot of work for folks and give them a bid fairly quickly.
Okay.
Although at the end of the day, we do like to get to the site, climb on the roof, actually take the measurements, and give people an accurate quote.
So I'm assuming a home that's facing south, some sort of a southern exposure, is going to have the best prospects.
Absolutely.
For solar?
South is best. Okay.
But it's not limited, because that picture I just posted on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, mm-hmm. the house in Bellevue that I just put on, was east facing.
Yeah. So south is best, then you go west.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go southwest, west, and then there's east.
South by southwest.
Yes. Yeah, south by southwest. But never north unless you're in Australia, right? So, we like west more than east because in our climate we get a lot of morning fog. So that would be occurring on east facing solar arrays. So if you have that's why west is better than east.
Got it. Okay,
but we do a lot of eastern installations. It just depends on what is the best potential for the customer, for the house, for the roof.
How much can a person, conceivably save using solar?
Well, under the statute, in Washington State, you can get paid up to $5,000.
Okay.
Okay, that's as far as
of
what
selling back your
I'm
power?
Talking about, like, yes. if I look at my electric bill right now, so mm-hmm. for instance, my bill, I'm spending, I don't know, $100 a month, let's say. So if I
you wish you were only paying $100
well,
a month.
So I put a solar array up on my roof. Mm-hmm. What could I conceivably cut my bill to?
Well, it would depend. I hate to say it depends.
I know.
On the orientation.
It's my favorite answer.
The size of the roof. But we typically could cut people's power bills by, three quarters.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, that's substantial. I look at what my PSE bill is. Now, granted, it's combined electric and gas. So most of the time I kind of lump it on my spreadsheets at mm-hmm. home on just the one amount. But I know we're paying a couple $100 a month between mm-hmm. gas and electric. So
sure.
Just to be able to take off another 75 to 100 mm-hmm. a year, I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's a nice weekend
fairly
away or
so
a trip to Spain.
If you compare the cost of installing solar to the monthly savings, what would be a typical break-even period or payback period for that?
That's a great question. And I see paybacks a wide variety, as low as say 5 years, and it depends on, you know, quote, your perfect orientation, roof, you know, no problems with it, to 25-year paybacks. And you know what? People will go for the 25-year payback, and people will turn away from the 5-year payback. I do not find a consistent thing. Obviously, the lower payback, we tend to sell more.
Sure.
But people have different objectives, I find. Mm-hmm. It really depends. But I would say a 10-year payback is not unusual.
Okay.
Yeah. But it depends. You know, if you have a good southern orientation, big roof, no complexity, nothing that would increase the cost, yeah, I think that's entirely achievable.
Well, okay. Is that also dependent on what kind of systems you're running in your house? Like I just mentioned, I have gas and electric, so my mm-hmm. furnace is obviously gas, and I have mm-hmm. a gas fireplace. If I was all electric...
Yeah, obviously, if you're all electric, then we basically try and size the system with the electrical load. And so that is just to reduce the bill to as close to zero as possible. Also, what we're seeing much more often now is people going electric car. Mm-hmm. So in addition to their home electric load,
yeah, you got 240 volts.
We add about 2,500 kilowatt hours to the system size, and suddenly they got a gas tank on their roof.
Interesting. How cool
is that? Oh, I love that.
Very, very cost effective.
Okay, you guys really should be talking to builders, because a lot of the builders are now starting to put or give an option for the charging stations.
Absolutely. And we do those installations as well. So I'm just saying it's something we're seeing a huge growth in, is electric vehicle transportation, putting your gas tank on the roof.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
I love it.
It's just
I can see some marketing campaigns in my head already around stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, and then also I've been reading about like the Tesla Powerwall, which mm-hmm. is a big stack. It's an energy storage system. Mm-hmm. Is that something that could be integrated in with solar as well?
So it's like a battery bank?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Eric, I'm glad you mentioned about the Tesla Powerwall. We're watching that development very closely. And it's not just Tesla. There are other companies, of course, that are coming onto the scene. To be frank, we are still waiting to see specifics from Tesla as far as what components are you talking about, what price points, what give us the details, Tesla. And because as of yet, we have not actually seen one.
Okay, got
and,
it.
And
got
but everything we've been told is expect something by the end of the year.
Right.
And again, it's not just Tesla. One of the companies we represent, SunPower, one of the best solar manufacturers in the world, SunPower, they are coming out with their own solution, which they've told us will be by the end of the year. So hang tough. I know that, like where I live, we lose power all the time over in the Kitsap Peninsula. So I feel the pain about having a backup power system. And we think that day is coming soon. So I think do your research, talk to folks like us, but we do not... We can get you, quote, battery ready at this point, and then when the time comes, let's say 6 months to a year, when that will come, you'll be ready.
So is it conceivable that a person could outfit their home like this, living in the city, we're connected to the grid, mm-hmm. but really almost transition off the grid?
Well, you want to think of the grid as your friend, okay? This is how you get paid.
The grid is good.
The grid is good, honestly.
Embrace the grid.
All the financial incentives,
it's like the Matrix.
All the incentives we talk about getting payback, you're not going to get a penny if you're off grid, okay? The utility is going to pay you, all right?
Yes.
So you want.
Think about your neighbor as your paying friend.
That's right.
The guy who buys the bill at dinner.
Okay, got it.
So use the grid to your advantage, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you get paid off, get paid down, pay your system off. But then have a backup system, a battery system, when that becomes more commercially available.
Okay, got it. What these solar panels, okay, so mm-hmm. we see these on the roofs of homes, and I've seen ones that are very low profile and mm-hmm. other ones that are, well, quite frankly, they're mm-hmm. they're pretty big, and they're big mm-hmm. and ugly. So
yeah. You can have an ugly installation.
So tell us, so what the up-to-date systems that you're mm-hmm. installing, what do they look like?
Well, as far as Let me just say, your traditional solar panel actually hasn't changed that much. They mm-hmm. tend to be about 3.5 feet wide, 5.5 deep. And, you know, I mean, they're a okay. big rectangle, right?
Yeah,
and you
sure.
would put them on the roof.
Is there a reason they're that size?
Yeah, actually, it's the size and weight that a man can carry up a ladder.
Ah, okay. Got it.
Okay.
So that part of it hasn't really changed.
Not really. Not
much.
Over okay. 60 years.
I thought we were going to have like some fancy new
invention.
They
actually do haul those up ladders? They don't just have like somebody with a genie and...
Yes, we have advanced. We have sort of these solar ladders. But sort of the point would be often it is... hoisting it up, you're climbing up a roof or up the ladder and you're carrying it. So you don't want it too big.
I got it.
Too heavy because, you know, these guys go up on the roof all the day. All
got
day
it. And got it.
Okay, so it's not even so much about like how the roof is structured that it has to sit a certain way. It's more about the actual true manpower.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, now how we lay them out is part of the art and science of the work I do.
Of course.
And so typically we can put them down what we call portrait, which is so just straight down, like think of a portrait picture, or layout. So those are two options, portrait, layout.
You're talking about like printing landscape or portrait.
Right. That's yeah. right. Exactly. Yeah. So,
that's where I was
so
going
is,
with that too.
Yeah. This is a part of the work okay. I do is I look at someone's roof and say, what is the most efficient, and I'll just say aesthetic. Aesthetics mm-hmm. are very important.
Of Hence course. Why you're a design consultant.
Yes. Can they cause damage to a roof?
Like we had those big windstorms.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, frankly, they if they're properly attached by a good installer, that they will become part of the roof. They tend to protect the roof. Roofs are degraded by sun, so you're literally having a solar panel that's taking the sun off that roof. Your roof will last longer.
Okay, they don't get like super hot or anything like that then.
No, they reflect. Okay. They take in light, but they don't.
They don't transfer it onto the roof because it's
no. Actually, they cool. So, in fact, I have people say that you know their roof gets really hot. Well, the solar will actually a side benefit is it will actually keep the roof a little cooler.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What are they actually made out of? It is it what prefamulated amulite or how are those actually?
I'm not sure what that is.
Are you just throwing terms out, or did you actually do some research?
No, I threw that out there. Janet Yellen told me.
From Yellen.
Well, they're predominantly silicon-based.
Okay, got it.
And I actually was going to bring an example, but I realized this was a radio show. So
more joyful things made out of silicon. Stay with us with Open House of Team Reba. We'll be back more with Joe Dietz from Sunergy Systems.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.